The product that we get from sheep, other than the meat of a sheep, when they're sheared, we get their
wool.
Right. So we've talked about hogs. What are some different kinds of hog?
Well, there's a brand called Berkshire, Hampshire, OIC, Duroc, Poland, China. I think there's some more, but I can't think.
Do you know which one a farmer prefers for meat production?
Well, different farmers like different types. Some like the Duroc because they grow big, but they've got a lot of fat. Same for the OICs. They're big white hogs, but they're a lot of fat. Mm-hmm. But the best meat, the most lean meat, we always preferred Hampshire or Poland China or Berkshire either. Mm. Had more lean meat in them.
Mm. The part of a hog that has the same name as the little sticky parts on your toothbrush would be called what?
Bristles.
The long teeth that protrude from, say, a wild hog's mouth would be called his
tushes.
And if you're referring to just one of them, what would you call it?
Tush.
And a pig or a hog feeds from a
trough.
And if you had two of them?
The troughs.
Okay. Do you know any term for a wild hog? Special name for them?
Wild boars.
Are they hogs that have just gone wild, have escaped and gone wild?
I guess. They live out in the woods.
Any? Are there still any, do you suppose?
There must be. My son-in-law said Saturday he had a chance to kill a big one.
Really?
He didn't see a deer close enough to shoot it. But a big wild hog came snorting up before daylight. And he discovered it was a hog. He was fixing to shoot it, and he discovered it was a hog.
Yes, that right?
Said it was a big one. And said it was seemed to be fat enough to kill, all right.
Why didn't he?
I asked him. He said, well, he didn't have a license to kill hogs, he thought.
I thought you could just kill those anytime. Is there a season on wild hogs?
He found out from a day or two later that he would have been all right for him to have killed it because it must have been wild. Mm.
But he wasn't sure. He's probably being safe, no matter what. We were talking a minute ago about terms that we use for castrated animals. Are there different words that are used when you refer to castrating horses and bulls and cats and dogs?
Let me see. I'm afraid I didn't follow you there.
Okay. We were talking about castrating horses. Is there a word that's used to refer to the process of castrating a horse?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of gelding?
I've heard it, but I didn't know that's what it is.
I don't know either, but I'm just asking. And if you're castrating a bull, do you know of a term that might be used for that?
No.
And what about maybe cat or a dog? Do you think of
spade.
For both of those?
Mm-hmm.
What's the sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
I don't know.
They'll just stand around and do something when their mamas are taken away. You speak of a calf doing something, making some sound.
Let's see. Could it be Blake?
What about bawling?
I guess that's what I meant. That probably couldn't be.
What is a sound that cattle make at feeding time?
They bellow.
And what about horses at feeding time? A little high-pitched sound.
Bray.